Welcome back. This is In Defense of Humanity. My name is Al Whitney. We're taking calls. We're now in the second hour. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Okay, we have a caller from Utah. I was in Utah last year. I had the best vacation. Hello, Tom. Are you there?
Well, that's all we do provide out here is good vacations.
Oh, great places. Oh, my gosh, what a state.
Anyway, I'm an associate and friend, Anne Blake Tracy, Ph.D. She wrote the book Prozac Panacea Pandora. Actually, she and I and Peter Bragan and Gary Knoll and several others have done several lectures or conferences together. So along with the good work that Peter Bragan has published, I would recommend that people also look at Anne Tracy's. Anne actually began earlier in this battle. As I recall, she was married to a man and ended up putting him on the drugs, and that's what drove her into the research that she ended up doing on this stuff. And she's been a real valiant voice, you know, to help people get off or understand the drugs. Like, she was a expert brought in by the families after Columbine.
Oh, okay.
And she has actually served as a witness in, or as an expert in several of these cases, you know, these shootings and well, the mother who drowned her babies in Florida. I forget that case, but
yeah.
I would recommend people also looking at, you'll have to Google, and by the way, she, like I, have suffered the retribution of our industry or of our profession. Oh, now wow. She is no longer allowed to use the term Dr. Anne Blake Tracy because they went in and destroyed her records of education and experience, like they've done with mine. That's one of the techniques that they use.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, try to destroy your credibility. In my case, you know, I was assaulted and left visually impaired, toothless and homeless anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
And the same thing with Anne. They've done everything they can to destroy her credibility and her economics so that they could stop her from being a very powerful voice against the psychotropics.
Wow. Well, they haven't silenced John Rappaport, and they didn't silence Dr. Peter Goetsch, apparently. People are carrying the torch, you know. In other words, nobody's let it go, so that's good. You may have started the fight, but I'm glad to see others are jumping in, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Anne has not quit. People who know who she really is still call her and have her, you know, do her presentations. In fact, she's been on Coast to Coast several times in the past. What's Jeff Rentz.
Oh, wow.
So sometime, if you can, if you'll call me, I can get you in contact with Anne, and she'd be a really great interview on your program as well.
give me her name again so that if people want to do a search, they can find her even right now.
Yeah, her name is Ann Blake Tracy.
Okay.
Dr. Ann Blake Tracy, and she has a website. Oh, the original website was drugawareness.org or .com.
Okay.
She has all kinds of cases, and she very carefully helps you come off of the drugs.
That's good to know.
In fact, Peter Bregan had to sit with her to how do you say, harvest her experience.
Wow. Wow. What was her field?
Well, she went into psychiatric chemistry.
Okay.
And she got her degree. Went up until about 3 or 4 years ago, she maintained that degree, but then they played the game with the university and had her records removed.
Wow. Which university?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Might as well, you know, give them credit for their evil deeds.
Yeah.
This is a horrific battle.
Yeah, I went through the same thing. In fact, Anne and Gary Noel would have me lecture on the nutritional chemistry affecting the brain.
Uh-huh.
And so I traveled a lot through the late 90s with Anne. And in fact, we did a program down in Florida where, the good old governor of Florida sat in with us. In fact, I sat at the same table with, Bush.
Good old Jim. Well, I'm glad to see that we're still fighting the fight. It's tragic that we haven't made more progress. Again, Big Pharma's got more money than God. And that's why we're having so much trouble, is they can pretty much buy anybody they want to. On anticorruptionsociety.com, if you haven't been there yet and haven't seen it,
oh yeah,
there is a tab,
Big
Pharma Exposed. You go down that page and you can click on a 2-page PDF that you can print out and hand out, and these are all credible physicians and researchers who are blowing the whistle on Big Pharma big time. Everybody needs to not trust them. I mean, we need to understand this is a corporation that makes money off of maiming and killing and sickening people.
Yeah, so in fact, I have to repent for the years that I was involved in the peddling of the drugs.
Well, so I think that, you know, I don't like to be held responsible for things I don't know. I mean, that just doesn't make sense. That's called toxic guilt. If you don't know something, people have lied to you, and you don't know it, you can't be held responsible. The problem is, once you figure it out, that's when the clock starts, right? That's when you have to figure out how to exit.
See, their worst enemy is an insider.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you know the system, like I do,
right,
and then you become a whistleblower, or you start to speak out against it, pretty soon your life changes radically.
Yes.
And like you say, I'd like to be able to go on your site, but I can't because they had me, how do you say, physically readjusted, so I, for the time being, I can't see.
I have to warn anybody.
That's our prayer, yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to warn everybody, I've had so many people along in the other battle that I mentioned to you where I exposed the poisoning in the mobile homes. You remember that?
Yes.
But I warned everybody, including Orrin Hatch and others that are been on my side way up in the top, that they've got to walk very carefully, because everyone that's tried to help me expose this has been either threatened or fired or physically removed.
Oh, my.
You know, I know better than anybody the power of my old profession.
Yeah.
And it is sad. I also have even family examples of the damage done by these stupid drugs.
Yeah.
I have a family member who's been in and out of a marriage, because they don't have the capacity to manage their emotions anymore. In fact, in 7 years of marriage, this individual has walked out and returned 9 times.
Wow.
That doesn't make for a good marriage. And that was the gift of Ritalin.
Oh, my.
Oh, you know, my. So what John is speaking there is fact.
Absolute fact.
It's true.
But you know, I know someone who's trying to deal with this right now, and John is making it sound like, Tom, and you can voice your opinion here, that the toxicity causes permanent damage. I always have a hard time with that because I don't know how much research he's done on nutrition and on detoxification. I don't know if he's ever really researched how to get this stuff out of your body and how to get your cells to start healing again. I'm not sure. Don't you believe that there are ways that you can reverse this if you know how to do it?
Well, physiologically, if you give it enough time and making the right choices, you can at least reasonably repair the nerve damage. But the one thing you cannot repair is the loss of life experience while you were medicated.
That's true.
See, when you have an entire childhood where you're drugged out of consciousness, you don't have the basis established like you would as a normal youth in dealing with emotional relationships.
Right.
So, I have another friend. He just called me from Nebraska, really frustrated. He's been married twice. He can't figure out, even though he's done everything to fix the physiological issues, he just doesn't understand how to handle the emotional problems that were created because he was disconnected.
Ah.
You know, it's like, and most of them will tell you, it's like I was living in a dream.
Yeah.
Or more appropriately, a nightmare. And so when they're confronted with stressful situations, even though they're physiologically healthy, emotionally they're still deficient. And that is a very tough one to overcome.
I would think
so. That's why when I think about this whole thing, like John is describing, I am absolutely enraged at the criminality of the pharmaceutical industry, which I used to be a party to, and the medical industry, which I was a party to, when they will do this kind of criminal damage against a child, and then as a consequence, an adult, whether or not they get free of the drugs or not.
Right.
You know, that period that you're medicated is a loss.
Right. Well, when they deregulated, you know, listening to all these documentaries, as I have been, about this topic, and what happened, apparently they deregulated in the 80s, and Ronald Reagan said, well, it's too costly for the National Institute of Health to do drug testing and drug approval. And Big Pharma said, well, that's okay, we'll do it. We'll pay an outside company to do it. And when they put the hen house under the control of the fox, they got pretty much what we all would have expected they'd get, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how dumb was Ronald Reagan? Deregulating an industry that makes money off of illness? That's insane.
Well,
they make money off of creating illness.
We're all insane that we allow this. We sit back. The problem is we've been so brainwashed into believing that they're the authority and you're just the poor, innocent victim or the innocent patient. They know better. And by the way, like you were, how do you say, suggesting that your family challenged this practitioner, he has the law behind him. So if you get a little bit testy with them, they will just simply have you taken into legal custody and have you sent like, our dear friend that was put into the funny farm, Chris. You know about Chris?
Yes, I do know about Chris.
So it's very dangerous when you start to challenge the psychiatrist because they have the law and the government behind them.
Yes, I have to question why anybody would go to a psychiatrist at this day. You know, I mean, one listen to the documentary and you understand they don't know what they're talking about.
The other area that bothers me where they have so much power is in the Veterans Administration.
Oh, yes.
And the military.
Yes.
I can keep on going with the list where they just have absolute control, even in the police force. You know, yes. At least a third of police officers are medicated.
Wow, that's outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, confrontation is not going to do us any good because it's a pretty testy world right now. And all these people, as you said, they've got drugs and they've been told not to take any. They've been told, really, that the citizens are their enemy. There's no question that. And in actuality, we've talked about that. We were classified their enemy since 1933. So they're treating us as the enemy. So we have to be very careful that we don't, you know, challenge them in a pretty aggressive way. This is why, Tom, we put together this Declaration of Patients' Rights, because what that's doing is taking the right that they claim they've granted us in writing. They said patient right of informed consent. So when you use their paperwork with a smile on your face and you affix your name as you take that right, enjoy that right, use that right, it's very difficult for them to interpret that as being conflict. They're just sort of stuck. They just sort of stuck in accepting it because you hand it to them and saying, look, we were given this right by the federal government, the patient's right of informed consent. And here's my little sheet of paper, and I'm going to exercise this right. I'm sure you won't mind. I mean,
well,
really.
Go
ahead.
Go ahead and finish that statement. I just wanted to hit areas briefly.
That was it. I just wanted people to, we do have that on the website, Declaration of Patients' Rights. People can find that if they look at that article. They can go either look on the homepage and it's listed in the recent articles, or they can type in the search box, Patients' Right to Informed Dissent. We make the point, you give us the right to consent, that automatically gives us the right to dissent.
The other two areas where I am really aggravated, and that's been my battle in the last, since 2001, is in Child Protective Services, and of course attached to that is the power of psychiatry in the public school system.
Right.
In Child Protective Services, almost every child removed from a home goes through emotional trauma, so nearly all of them are medicated. And I'm talking about putting, you know, 5 and 6-year-old on Prozac.
Right.
Or Risperidol, or you name it.
Well, again, we're back to, and maybe before the show's over, I'll mention this again, the notice of condition precedent, which is taking the parents' patriae, state authority, away from them, because it's presumed that they've got it, and unless we rebut that presumption, they will continue to act in that fashion. But we'll do that on another show. Is there anything else you want to add? It was just great. We got some other callers. It was great hearing from you.
That's it. When you get a chance, Al, would you give me a call? Since I'm visually impaired, go to Family versus State. That's easy to remember, right? Family versus State.
Why don't you give you can give the phone number to Sam.
Okay, I think Sam already has it, but
okay, Sam will give it to me.
Familyversusstate.com or .org, and the versus, you can spell it out or just do the VS.
Okay.
And that includes some of these cases, which all of them entangle into the psychiatric drug problem.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, we have another caller from, we have another caller, Pat, from Texas. Oh, okay, Pat, hang in there. We'll get you after the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we have callers waiting. Tonight the discussion is about how psychiatrists are destroying our society. We've been talking about the dangerous psychotropic drugs that are being abused and overused all over the place. We have a caller from Texas. Pat, are you there?
Yeah, I remember when it came out. My husband and I were fighting it. There on the Brady calling, and we used to say, instead of letting them give your child Ritalin, why don't you give a bunch of parents a dose of rid of them? We have just a little bit to talk, but I'm dealing with a guy right now who was put on Ritalin, and
yeah.
he's a drug addict, and so now they're trying to get, they
have to do something for him. And so they say, okay, now we're going to put him on a Prozac.
Oh, no.
Not common. He just won't take it.
Good.
But I wanted to, and I had a nephew. They put him on it when he was little. And it was, now he's a drug addict. But, you know, back in the day, we had to consider maybe they were getting too much red food dye and all kind of things.
Right.
You know? And I wanted to ask you a question. Aren't they a little bit bright, those people? The schools, the dumbed-down schools that want you to learn a CSA method of when they should be teaching phonics. Don't you think that that there's a lot of things like that because they're bored silly, you know, and they just do that to make them numb to their stupid schools?
Well, you know, I think it's a combination. I think they're attacking them from all directions. You've got impacts from the vaccines. You've got impacts from the food. You've got impacts from medications, right? You got high fructose corn syrup. In other words, it's been going on so long. When they fluoridated the water, I believe that was like in the late 40s. In Ohio, they passed a law in the 70s that all cities over 25,000 had to fluoridate their water. So, you know, when they see these children coming with these behavior problems, including what you're saying, the schools are horrific now. When you see that, and they've been assaulted physically from all of these toxins their whole life, and their parents as well, the fact that they're not behaving the way ideally shouldn't surprise any of us. And of course psychotropic drugs aren't going to work and fix something when the child's already been over poisoned, basically, in my opinion.
Right. Well, I just encourage parents to get involved because we did, and where I was from, Bay County, Texas, we took a book out of the school, and I found out that something you just don't do. It went all the way to the Oprah Winfrey Show, and we had a petition for 9,000 people to get rid of that book. But we had, and we kept up, an elected school superintendent. Around here, they're appointed by the school board. And you don't get one member of the school board. You get one that's a little...
Oh, yeah. After they brought in Common Core, the school board does not control the curriculum anymore. They're not in charge of the curriculum.
I just still think parents have the right. I mean, they can... always homeschool now. And
absolutely.
My granddaughter was homeschooled, and a lot of my friends are homeschooled. They will call talk shows. You can tell a homeschooled child. So smart.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Hang in there. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Last segment of the show, and we're talking to Pat from Texas. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Pat? You're right. Homeschooling is the answer. I mean, you could protect them from these medications. You can protect them from the indoctrination and the horrible food they serve in school. So homeschooling is definitely the best solution.
Also private schools that make require the mother to work. But, you know, they're just little one time, and that time goes by so fast. And one day, as that saying goes, I won't go into it, but they're going out the door, and that's the end of it. And yep. You've lost your influence. And there's nothing you have more valuable on earth but your kids. You'll lose everything else, but the love you put in them, you will get back.
Yep. Totally agree. Totally agree.
And okay. I wanted to correct it. That was Bay County, Florida.
Okay.
Not Texas. Texas, I don't know. But we had to fight to keep our elected superintendent. But God helps you. I'm telling you. When you start fighting for his children and all that, he will help you. You can't imagine.
Well, that's good to know. Okay, Pat, we have another caller.
Thank you
so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Okay, we have Lark from Texas. Are you there?
Oh, hi, Al. How are you?
Good.
Well, listen, I wanted to draw a few threads together just real quick. Something you can read online that was published by Clarendon Press over in England back in 1996. That was the year the physicians murdered my mother. The book is entitled The Right of Conquest, : The Acquisition of Territory by Force in International Law and Practice. Now, I first encountered this book, 8 years or so ago, and quite by accident, actually. At that time, it sold for $250 on Amazon. Now you can buy it for $179 and change. It's written by Sharon Corman, who is a Jewish legal scholar over in England. Sharon Corman, K-O-R-M-A-N. And then I can direct your listeners' attention to another book by an Israeli Jewish legal scholar by the name of Rotem Galati. And that's spelled R-O-T as in Tom, E-M as in Mary. Rotem Galati, G-I-L-A-D as in David, I as in Ivy. Galati, Rotem Galati. And his book, actually he's written a lot of books and pamphlets. He works for the International Committee of the Red Cross. So he's one of those socialist Soviet committee members, if you will. And anyway, this piece is entitled A Different Sense of Humanity, Occupation in Francis Lieber's Code. Now, of course, this is referring to the Talmudist Abraham Springsteen and his Secretary of War, Edwin M. Stanton, and his Assistant Secretary of War, Charles Dana, a frequent employer of Moses Mordecai Levy, a.k.a. Karl Marx. And Francis Lieber was a professor of international law at the then-known Harvard College. And when you put these things together and then you look at this word humanity or human, okay, under international law, we have such a thing today called the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights. We also have the Humanist Manifesto, and we also have the various Geneva Conventions. So in truth, the way that the occupiers of this territory called the USA esteem us is, and I use that term facetiously, is, as you mentioned, enemies of the state. But really what we are is an occupied population under international law, because the Lieber Code has never been rescinded since 1863.
Yeah, I understand that, but we're kind of talking about psychotropic drugs tonight. Maybe we could go into this, the legal system
Justifies how they're treating us, the so-called physicians. Now, I would like to mete out justice to these physicians and these
The physicians are being controlled, okay, by the different associations, and the physicians still don't really understand what they're doing, tragically.
I agree with you. However, Al, if a guy is on a psychotropic medication and he goes out and kills a family of four, now, what are we supposed to do with this guy? Blame it on the doctors, blame it on the drugs, blame it on him. What are we going to do to mete out justice with this four dead people?
It's going to be difficult. Justice is the one thing that, remember, it's all commerce, so justice is really hard to come by in this system. There's no question about it.
How about we throw them all in gulags, give them hospital food, preferably McDonald's, and keep them in an open-air prison, rather much like a zoo, and let them minister to each other.
Okay, well, that's an interesting thought, but currently they've got more gun power than we have. I have another caller, Lark. I appreciate the information, and maybe next week we'll get back to talking about the legal system, because part of it is the fact that, yes, we don't have the power to punish at the moment. We know that. Anybody who's tried with these citizens, grand jury, et cetera, has already figured out we don't have the power to punish. Right now, our most power we have is not to consent. And still we're consenting, so it's going to take a while. As long as we're consenting, we're not making progress. Okay, thank you, Lark. We have a caller from Idaho. Judy, are you there?
Yes, hi, Al. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to also endorse Ann Blake Tracy. Dr. Tracy, I became acquainted with her when she was on 2020, and she is the world's foremost authority, I think, on these drugs. And she just has a wealth of information in her website, the Drug Awareness website. I encourage everyone to go there. I first read her book, Prozac Panacea, or Pandora, many years ago. And she's updated that, so I suggest everybody, you can get it from the library even. But the cases she's been involved in, when I lived in Utah, I actually would go to hear her lectures. She'd have a lecture and 1,000 or 2,000 people would come and hear her. Utah is one of the highest states for women, anyhow, on Prozac, to be on Prozac. And so it's always concerned me living there, and I have relatives there. And so I've tried to keep up with it to try to help them to be informed. And the one thing that she says also is people need to know you never can go off of them cold turkey. You have to go off of them slowly. And she has tapes that tell you, now it's probably CDs, back then it was tapes. And because I ordered those just for friends and relatives that might want to hear them. And she's very good that way. And people need to know, especially, that you just can't drop and go off cold turkey.
Right. And I think I'm glad you reminded them, because John Rappaport made that point, but it certainly doesn't hurt to make the point again.
Yeah.
Because that's important.
Well, I visited in her home at one time, and we discussed some of the cases that were going on in Utah. And her hands were always tied in court because the big drug attorneys would be there, and she was not allowed to testify. And I can remember there was a boy, 13, that killed his mother with an axe. And he loved his mother. You know, he just said, I don't know why I killed her. Why did I do that? I love my mother. And I think he's still in the Utah penitentiary today. But I know when I was at her home that day, it was the day before Mother's Day, and that boy in jail had sent Ann a Mother's Day card saying, you're the only mother that I have left. And because she tried to help him through the court case, but she was very much, because of the attorneys, they did not allow her to testify, or for a lot of the times, those that had been affected by it.
Yeah. Wow.
So it was pretty bad, but she really, I hope you can get her on the program. She's been on many television programs and other programs. I've heard her on talk radio a lot when I lived in Utah, and I always listen to her programs.
Yeah. Well, these drugs, I mean, we've got all kinds of people now standing up. I'm just, when you start looking for it, you probably have had the same experience. Once you realize that you've been told a lie, and you say, okay, so now these drugs are a problem, I'm going to see how much information is out there describing how much of a problem they are. When you start your search with that point of view, today you're going to find wonderful information and lots of it.
Yes.
It's grown since she and Tom were in the early 90s. I think the number of other professionals that have woken to this nightmare has just gotten huge.
Well, it really hasn't. The thing that's so sad is there still are so many physicians that are prescribing these drugs, you know, antidepressants, not just the Prozac, but
right.
The Lufoxin and Paxil, right. All of those Zoloft, all of those are in the same category. And
yes.
I've had friends that would just lose their husbands, and the first thing the doctor does is say, let's put you on an antidepressant. And
right.
They're very much now getting, especially college-age kids on them, and that really makes me sick,
right.
You know, to hear about that, because a lot of the college kids are getting on these antidepressants now.
Yeah, it's true. I know some who are, and And the problem is they know these kids well enough to know if it becomes popular. And, you know, when he said, you know, 1/4 of the college kids are taking these psychotropic drugs, once it becomes popular, they feed that to each other. Oh, I've got this. What are you taking? Oh, I'm taking this. Oh, in other words, it becomes popular, and that is like the worst thing.
Yes, it is. I know of a case like that where a young boy was having anxiety, and he was on them, and he told his girlfriend, go to the health center at the college there and get on some antidepressants. That'll help you. And the thing is, especially teenagers and even 18-year-olds, they're considered, you know, they're still young. They become suicidal, and many of them commit suicide. It's really tragic.
Right. They can. Absolutely can.
So I hope you can get her on the program. That would be great. I'd love to hear her again.
Okay. Well, thanks for the info. We're getting near the end of the show. I kind of wanted to remind people, we have talked a lot about the dangers of vaccines. We have talked a lot about the dangers of psychotropic drugs. Again, we haven't touched much on the problems with antibiotics. That's another one. Anticoagulants, another one. All of these drugs have the most horrific, the possibility of making you so sick. Some of them could cost you your life. We need to get into statin drugs at one point, I think, because I know too many people who are still deluded about what statin drugs do and what's the truth about cholesterol. And then when you start talking about antiarrhythmic drugs, especially the new ones that got approved after like 1990, they have horrific side effects. And you can tell people by the commercials on television, just listen to the possibilities of what these drugs can do. It's not just psychotropic. We need to make the population be very wary of all of these pharmaceutical products, each and every one. I met with some wonderful people for lunch this week. We talked about this. I shared with them the Medicare wellness visits and the problems that can come from those. And I explained to them, shared with them what I learned about doing my own research on a drug that they were giving my relative. And it was great because they were all either on Medicare or getting close to Medicare, and they were all very interested. So I kind of felt good. Now they're going to look at these drugs that their physician orders. They're not going to just presume it's going to make you better, because that's a false presumption. They are out of control. They have been for decades. And some people say they always were, because John D. Rockefeller started the whole big pharma business back with the AMA and the FDA. So they've probably never been there to help us. They've always been there to profit from our illness. Again, be wary of all these drugs. And if you're going to see a doctor you feel you have to, please fill out, take this Declaration of Patients' Rights with you. It will help you avoid arguments when the doctor prescribes something and you look it up and you decide, well, no, I don't want to take that because I don't want those side effects. This document will help kind of ease that moment when you're reminding the doctor you do have the right to say no to any treatment or medication that he might prescribe. It's going to be a little tense, but I see no other way but us actually claiming that right. Well, it's kind of sad that we've got this big problem, but at least we've got a couple things we can do about it. More people need to know, I agree. But let's try to end the show. Please stay tuned and listen to our imaging prayer that we do after every week. We really do have the power to change the world by the way we think. If we think all is lost, it becomes increasingly more difficult to make any progress whatsoever. If we continue to hang on to the fact it's a beautiful world, we're empowered people, we have beautiful children, and we will win this war. Beauty will out, good will out. It's not over yet, but use your power of your intentions and your heart, and please join us in this imaging prayer, beautiful music by Inca Gold. And every bit helps people. Every bit of goodwill that we can exude helps. And try to remember, do a random act of kindness every day. The ripples from that are just enormous. If hundreds of thousands of people did random acts of kindness every day, people probably wouldn't even need antidepressants.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Al, for all that you do.
And
for
thank
the prayer,
you,
I will listen.
Yes, thank you, Judy, for calling in.
Okay.
It's good to know how many people are aware of the problem, and I like the fact that callers are. Okay, we will be back next week. Enjoy the imaging prayer tonight, and I hope everyone has a good week. Good night.
NutriMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you. to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.